Welcome to this week's edition of the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast. I'm your host, Doug Fireball Turnbull, joined on the phone by the driver of the number 19, Bill Elliott Racing Ford, or, well, I probably should say, you drove the 19 this past weekend, right?
Yes, sir. 19.
I'll just say Bill Elliott Racing driver since you got the monolith thing going too, so okay.
No,
I... Sorry. You're going 3, 2, 1. Welcome to this week's edition of the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast with Casey Roderick. I'm your host, Doug Fireball Turnbull, joined, of course, by Casey Roderick, who's been in a couple of different cars this year and had a little bit of this old number going on this past weekend as you raced at Mobile International Speedway down there with Chase Elliott, who was in the number 9, Aaron's Lucky Dog Ford. Casey, I guess, is what your second career race at Mobile. How did it go for both you and Chase over there driving those Bill Elliott Racing Fords?
It went well. We just, in practice, we got the car, you know, pretty decent and, you know, started off really well just for, you know, a last-minute decision to run. I think we did really well, but qualified 7th and started 7th, and about the first 5 laps, you know, shot out of a can pretty good there and, you know, progressed a couple positions, and then I just kind of stayed right there in 5th for a while, and then as the race went on, my car got better and better and eventually worked my way into the lead and led to about, you know, 25 laps to go. So, you know, we had a really good car, just didn't get to pull it off.
And it seems like it's been a lot of near misses for you this year in terms of winning, but you've definitely had a lot of time up front. And for folks that didn't see the pictures that have been posted already on BillElliott.com and the Bill Elliott Racing link, it was pretty cool because it was a last-minute decision, and you were actually in one of Chase's backup cars, and I guess they just found some decal or sticker or something like that and put a 1 in front of the 9, so you had the old Aaron's paint scheme, number 19, and, of course, Chase had his revamped Aaron's paint scheme in the number 9. So that was how last minute was it? At what point during the weekend or during the week did Bill and Cindy and all the people at the shop make the decision that, hey, let's try to run Casey in a second car?
Well, we went down Wednesday night, and I stayed with the Elliots down in Pensacola, and Thursday afternoon after practice, or really Thursday night, is when Bill decided to do this. And you know, our main goal was to get through Pensacola Friday night with Chase, you know, make sure he didn't, you know, have any problems during the race. But we really made a decision, you know, Thursday night to bring all the stuff because Bill flew back Thursday afternoon and then flew back down Friday morning early. So he was able to bring back a seat to fit in the car and all that stuff for me. So, you know, we just had to see how it played out Friday night at Pensacola, you know, see if Chase got through the race with no damage or, you know, anything like that. So, you know, that was pretty, about as late as you can make a decision there. So, you know, going off of that, I think we've really done well.
Yeah, absolutely. So both of you scored top 5 finishes there at Mobile. That was Chase's first start of the track, and it was your first super late model start of the track. So some pretty good info there, and of course you'll have good notes in case you make a return trip down there. And Chase running those Gulf Coast races should be make another Mobile Speedway swing as he heads down there toward Mobile and heads to the other Gulf Coast races. Now, Casey, closer to home at Lanier Speedway the weekend before this past weekend, you helped out the other Bill Elliott Racing driver we've been following a lot lately, and that's Trey Poole. He told us on the podcast last week that you were actually helping out, and he even called you the crew chief of his number 91 that finished 3rd at Lanier. So how did that go, being called a crew chief, and what were some of the things you helped with the car?
Well, it was definitely different. You know, just being able to help Trey out was, you know, really cool, and I'm glad to see him get back out and race a little bit. So, you know, to go to the track and just, you know, kind of help him and watch a car and everything, I thought it was really fun to experience that, and it actually would help me, you know, gain more experience doing everything you can do in the racing world. So, you know, and you never know if racing don't work out for me as a driver, and, I may like to do something like that one day, but, you know, I wish we could have, you know, run a little bit better for him, but, you know, you just got to take one step at a time.
And I guess in Trey's case, you know, beggars can't be choosers, because he was able to squeeze a third-place finish and even finish ahead of a Lanier ace, Shane Sawyer, and finish right behind, I think, Jason Hogan, the eventual winner of the race, Russell Fleeman. So that was a great run for him, and I know he was psyched, as he, I don't think that they could have much close to a top 10 finish at Lanier before, so that's pretty cool. Now, not only do you have experience working on the race cars, which, you know, Trey likes the good luck charm of you doing that, but you have the experience of helping him, but you also work a lot of the time during the week at the Bill Elliott Racing Shop. What are some of your duties over there? Are you kind of a jack of all trades, or do they stick you on a particular thing like shocks or what? What is kind of your deal at the shop?
Well, pretty much anything. You know, anything that has to do on a car, I can do it. You know, there's some things that I can't do that I don't really understand, but you know, I'm becoming more familiar with everything to do with a car, and you know, maintenance wise, I can pretty much do anything there is to do. So you know, between these crate and super late model races, we have to change the engine out. So you know, I get experience doing that, and you know, shock stuff. There's just, man, there's endless amount of stuff you can do on these things. So you know, I don't think I'll ever learn all of it, but you know, we're making progress.
It's kind of like your school right there. And, you know, it's good that you stay realistic about things, because, you know, hey, if my driving career doesn't work out, even though it's in a good direction now, that you'll be able to maybe go and get a job with a NASCAR team, being able to work on these cars. Because a lot of those mechanics, like a former competitor you raced against, Zach Reardon, have jobs. Eric Wallace is another that comes to mind, aside from their racing deal. So that's cool to see. Now, Casey, last question this weekend ahead. Gresham Motorsports Park, you're running in the Pro Late Model race. Well, I guess the biggest race there is the Pro Late Models, and so are you going to have the number 19 or the number 51 Monolith car for us to see as I do the track announcing and you do the racing down there?
We'll have the number 51 Monolith car out there. My it's, you know, my regular Port City car that we, you know, usually run. So we'll have that thing out there and hopefully get a good run.
And how do you think you're going to fare, as you didn't quite finish so well in the first race of the year with the CRA South Series there?
Yeah, we had a little mishap there on the CRA race. You know, it's unfortunate, because I think we had a pretty good car to run, you know, with Augie. I don't know if I could have passed him, but I would at least, you know, we'd like to try to hang with him there. But, you know, I think going off of that, you know, going into this crate race, I think we're going to be strong and be in contention with the win.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are expecting that too. So, Casey, we'll be rooting for you over there, and we'll tune in very soon to see how you checked in, not only with that race, but any other future races you have coming up. We appreciate your time, buddy.
I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast with Casey Roderick. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. Tune in soon.